forming down on the river.
What's that, about 23, 24 miles?
I imagine.
And you were, you say you were born here?
No, I was born in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh.
And I come here when I was 17.
Uh-huh.
We come here in 1907, and we married in 1908.
Uh-huh. Huh. Is that how you happened to get these? You knew the man back in Birmingham?
No, the old boy just come by. He was from Birmingham peddling them. And I bought them because that's my place where I was born at.
Uh-huh.
I just bought them. But he come by and it's late in the evening. I didn't need any chairs. We got the house full. And he just kept talking and talking and he kept, and I said, if you let me talk a little bit, I might take them chairs. And I believe I'd get $15 for that set. So he just come to unload them. I always like to have a say so in what I buy.
Yeah. Well, when did those long pieces of furniture with padding on become common? You could sit on them or lie on them?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know where did they come in time, but I'll tell you about. We got our first ones about 1944. First one we had in our home.
Uh-huh. What'd they call that one, though?
Van.
Van?
Yes.
They ever call those sofas around here? Is that your Sophie?
Or? Well, yeah, they had sofas, but we got to get on them.
Uh-huh.
Well, that van was about the first one I owned.
Uh-huh. Was that the same as a divan, or were they different?
Well, a sofa was something similar, that old Cheryl told me. That's an old tiny thing. We bought one time, no sale. Just sit out here, it's about the one right now. But that's what you call a sofa.
Uh-huh.
Like in that. And the van's the one you make beds out of, you don't pull out and make beds.
Uh-huh.
We have one of them, about 44, that first one we've ever.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep your small clothes when you were a boy? Your socks and your underwear and shirts and things like that.
I throw them over in the corner most of the time to wash day.
Where did you keep them when they were clean?
Huh?
Where did you keep them when they were clean?
Mom, you had a little old cabinet, didn't you? It's kind of...
dresser drawers. He's talking about when you was a little boy. Now, I didn't know you when you was a little boy.
Oh,
you mean...
Oh, either one.
Well, we had a little dresser drawers and chest, you know, just little things. One had an old washstand that everything wadded in that.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have, we was raised up poor people. We didn't have much things to go on.
Well, you didn't need much.
Well, I don't know, take much. We started the other day, he'd go to town over at Mr. North's and I'd have been. He said we'd spend about $700 for groceries there and making one car.
Boy.
We had pretty beef in days, it wasn't like
this now. Yeah, that's true.
You couldn't get that with $700 nowadays.
No, that's true too. And of course excuse me.
I drive over there and take me about 6 hours, you know, and make a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day I'd load out, and that old man, I'd get to loading out. Sometimes I'd buy 1,000 pound flour, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people would say that's too much flour, but we had big family.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't make many trips, you know. It was a hard day to make it over there and back.
Uh-huh.
Well, you couldn't make it in a day with mules. I had the best mules in the county, but they just couldn't make it.
Uh-huh.
Part of the night, they'd have to take some off. It's about 24, 5 miles, and this country didn't have any roads at that time, no roads at all. They're just over root in the mud hole. And this road would go this way a little piece, and then he'd crook around, the other fella would make a better route. And that's the way this country was.